Hi, hey, hello. This is Stacy. Welcome to Second Act Expat Season 2, Episode 2, Bittersweet Bye to Korea, Part 1. Yes, you heard it right. This is going to be a two-parter. In this episode, I'm spending the last few weeks enjoying my time in Korea before heading back to the States. Are you ready? Let me tell you what happened. Okay, so Amy and I were talking a lot about having the two-year itch. I think a lot of people have this, just I think it general, like expatting around the world and you kind of live places. But like if you set up camp, like if you stay in a place, especially, you know, something like Korea and you're teaching and you're there for, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, however long it is, you get the itch to go back to your home country. And understandable, you know, you've been there a long time and maybe you want to go back and reconnect with your, you know, your family and your friends and not have to worry about, you know, translating or language barriers or anything like that, your old food and all that kind of stuff. And so my time in Korea, so as you know, if you listen to season one, the venture to Seoul started off with a spring break trip with my daughter and I, and that was amazing. Spent a week there visiting and living two different things. But then after that, coming to Korea in 2020 in the height of the pandemic and just not really getting to experience for a good chunk of time the way I really wanted to because of Corona and all that. And so by the time Corona kind of settled down, then kind of getting into a little bit of a groove there, but still working, teaching. And the teaching in Korea, depending on where you teach, there's, you know, people teach in public schools. And Emmy and I both worked in Hagwons. And Hagwons are private schools. And they vary from school to school. And the hours can be very long. I'm not going to delve too much into the Hagwon situation in this episode. I will later on because I think it's important, especially if you're ever interested in teaching in Korea, kind of what to look for, some things you might expect. Again, everybody has different situations, and I've worked at three different Hagwons in my time in Korea, and total. And I will say, out of the three, one was not bad. The other two, not good. Oh. Yeah, I have a lot to say about that. Ooh, the Hagwons. Hagwon stories. Not going to do that right now. Let's keep it positive. Okay. All right. So before leaving Korea, before going, she was going back to UK. I was going back to US. And so before we left, we had a little bit of time there. When our contract ended and the time when the flights were booked. So we had about a week to kind of really enjoy our time and not have to worry about the stress of work and, you know, go to some places where we hadn't been. And it was quite fun and truly bittersweet in every sense of it. We ended up booking a short-term rental, and normally, you know, in my past episodes where I talk about short-term rentals and booking through Airbnb, I would kind of give a little bit of, you know, talk a little bit about where I stayed. I'm not going to do that this time because not the best. It wasn't the best. It was roomy, and I will say it was comfortable. So that's really the most important thing. Other than that, okay. And so the time that we're leaving is really close to when my birthday is. So my birthday is in August. And so a lot of what you're going to see, like in the upcoming pictures and everything, is like just a little bit of birthday stuff. And so that was, I felt like, oh, this is a good way to end on a high note, like my birthday month. And then went back to the place that I talked about before that had all the really cool albums and the DJ. So that was in Guri. So we went and celebrated my birthday there. Their DJ's playing our songs. It's really fun. And before we left the school, you know, for my birthday, Emmy had decorated my classroom, which is, it's so much fun to do. It's so much fun to decorate your friend's classroom. And when you get your classroom decorated, you're like, oh my God, it's so cute. So she decorated my classroom and my students, my kids are like, happy birthday, teacher. So cute. Oh my God. Up until this point, if you can believe it, we had not been to any of the clubs in Itaewon. Like, we had been to Itaewon before, but hadn't been to that street where the clubs and all of that was. So it was like, listen, we got to go over there. So I'm not a super club person. I mean, I do like to go to the lounge. I like to go to a bar. I like a party. I do like a party and I love to dance. And so we end up going and it's a beautiful night. It was crowded. Like the street is so incredibly narrow and you've got people going in different directions. Like all of the bars were like, they were packed and everybody seemed like everybody was out. And but this is my little birthday celebration. So we're walking around and it's a vibe. Like it's fun, it's crowded, but it's like, hey, like you're seeing people and you're waving and everything. And then we end up going into this one bar. Oh my God, I swear, I can't even remember the name of it. And I don't know that I would really want to mention it because it wasn't really the best experience. But again, because everywhere was so crowded, like we had to wait in a long line to even get in. And then we get in, it's got like so many levels. So there were some levels which were really cool. They weren't as full. So we just kind of got a drink, kind of pulled over to the side, was drinking, just checking people out and everything. And then we make our way into this huge space. And I mean, music's loud, it's blasting. And then on the sides of this space are these booths and you have to get bottle service. So in order to sit there, you have to pay for that. And there, a lot of them are like empty because nobody's trying to do all that. Also, if you're in a booth, the chance is that someone who is not a booth person may fall into your booth because it's so crowded. Like we were getting pushed and shoved so much. I ended up falling into a booth. Like it wasn't full. So nobody was sitting on the end. And I just kind of sat there for a minute and the woman who was in there was just kind of looking at me, like not mad or anything. She's just kind of giggling. And I'm like, sorry. I'm going to get up in just a second. But it was so tight. And we just kind of like looked at each other and was like, yeah, we should just leave. But we're like, how do we even get out? I told them to just stay behind me. And I literally had to push my way through the crowd to get to the other end of the bar, because there was like no going in the middle or like kind of, oh, everybody just retreat, turn around, go back. No, you had to go forward because there were too many people coming in from behind. So you kind of had to make a U. And I'm pushing and then push. Ah, okay, that was inappropriate. Okay, now we're out. Why do I do these things? Oh, God. We were finally out and it was like, oh, God. And then we just wanted to get outside again and just find a place to kind of sit and drink and kind of enjoy the rest of the night. Woo, Itaewon. I can't do the clubs, man. I just can't do it. All right. It's picture time. If you are new to my podcast, this is the part of the show where I give context to the pictures that are available on my website, secondactexpat.com. Click the link, podcast with visuals. Podcast with visuals and check it out. Okay, so let's go through the pictures now. All right, so this first one, oh my gosh, so good. Okay, so I didn't talk about this group of men, but when Emmy, Natalie, and I were out once, we met a group of guys. They were really precious, and the way we met them was really funny. Again, that's another one I will talk about in another episode. But we were out, and we asked them, like, to meet us, to join us. They were, I called them, and we're like, hey, we're out. And they're like, oh, where are you? We're like, oh, we're in Gong Bay. And they, boop, they showed up. And we were like, oh, my God. So they came and sat down with us. They're like, oh, what are you guys doing? I was like, oh, you know, we're finishing up in Korea. We're going to be leaving soon and celebrating my birthday. And they were like, oh, whoa, see? Like, oh, it's your birthday? I'm like, oh, yeah, but, you know, and they left. They're like, oh, we'll be right back. And I was like, what the heck? And they came back with this cake. It was an ice cream cake. You guys, it was so special. I was completely surprised, and it was really, really sweet, and it was really good, but it was also really big, and we could not eat all that, and it just, it slowly started melting. We tried to eat it as fast as we could, but it was so yummy, and I was so appreciative. That was just the best. Okay, and so here's our map. We were in Itaewon, which is in Seoul, and of course we live in Namyeongju at the time, and so Guri is very close, and so that's where we went for the album restaurant. There I am with my birthday hat on, opening my gifts in Guri. Happy birthday to me with friends and in my classroom. So yeah, so that's Emmy had decorated the classroom. See the little balloons? And then this is in my classroom. This is my, you can kind of see my kids at the top. Oh, maybe I should blur them out. You can't really see them. Anyway, and August 26th, you guys, I'm obsessed with Among Us. Anybody who knows me knows that I love Among Us. It's just ridiculous. And I'm still playing it to this day, you know, post-pandemic. So I made for the kids, that was the calendar that I used. And I made like little Among Us figures. So it's August 26th. And then she made me this big birthday card. And it was just, oh, it was so nice. And so let's swipe. And you can see there, okay, in the top left, the parents. Oh my gosh. From my class was called Sydney, like Sydney, Australia. So they had, each of the classrooms had like different themes, city themes. And so I was Sydney, and they brought me this huge basket of fruit. Like, can you see the size of the grapes? Like, just so much. So this was actually a farewell gift. So Emmy got one. We had so much stuff from the parents. It was unbelievable. And so I was really grateful for this. And it was wonderful. Then, of course, my favorite, my absolute favorite, Mom's Touch Fried Chicken. Oh, God, so good. And then right below, this was one night when we were at Unhan River picnicking. We were out there really late and the moon was rising. It was so beautiful. I tried to take a capture of the time lapse that I did, because it was just slowly moving up, and you can see it going by Lotte Tower, and it was kind of eerie, but also beautiful. It was such a nice night. There's Emmy being silly at a pocha that we used to go to, and some of our kimbap from the vegan place that we frequented in Insadong. So these were all the places that we would hit. And then that is a ramen noodle station at Han River. So people line up, they get the ramen of their choice, they go, and there's these stations, and you just, like, prepare your ramen and then go sit on the lawn. Oh, so good. Okay, and then here we are. This is in Tiki Taka in Itaewon. So we're looking down at the street, and this is, like, really late. So you can see it's not as crowded. That's why. It's because it's so, so late. And it wasn't like there was any special event or anything going on. So, yeah, me just looking out at Itaewon Street. Oh. All right. So that's part one of the bittersweet goodbye. I hope you enjoyed it. There's so much more to come. Oh, my goodness. Before we scroll the notes, here's, like, a little new thing that I'm doing. You'll see in the notes. Remember how I used to have, like, a couple of Korean words in there? Because I didn't do it in the trailer and I thought it would be a good idea, I'm going to actually say the words so you can hear how they're supposed to sound. So, English, 1, 2, 3. So, like, if you're going to take a picture of somebody and you're going 1, 2, 3 like that, you would say 하나, 둘, 셋. And that's how you would say that. And then the second one was whoa or wah. You could literally say wah, wah, or 대박. You've probably heard that. If you've seen any K-dramas or anything like that, they'll say wah or 대박. Okay. And then the last one is, like, if you want to say just a minute or hold on a second or give me a moment, you can say 잠깐만. I don't use that one as much. 잠깐만. Usually you might have heard me say it in previous episodes when I'm kind of, like, almost talking to myself because I'm like, okay, hold on a second. And I've gotten into the habit of saying 잠시만요. So I will say that. So 잠시만요 or 잠깐만 means just a minute, hold on a second. There you go. The reason why I kind of wanted to say it is because when you look at the notes, you'll see that it says romanization. And honestly, now that I've been studying Korean for a while, the romanization sometimes throws me off and I kind of have a hard time. Like, I put it in there for people, they just kind of want to get an idea of what those characters mean, the Hangul, because they can't read that. But when I see romanization now, it doesn't help me at all. So I kind of have to look at the Hangul and then I'm like, oh, that's how that sounds. Okay. All right. So there's that. That was just a little sidebar. Okay. Scroll the notes. Follow me. Follow me on Instagram at secondatexpat or on my website, secondatexpat.com. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Tell your friends, tell your family to listen to The Wacky Chick on Second Act Expat. And that's all I have for today. That's a wrap.